Ink Residue, a Winter Devil fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt sets off on a Christmas vacation to meet his pen pal, Bucky Barnes, for the first time. After 4 years of letters going between, it's about time. They'd been pen pals for about 4 years now, and they'd never met. It was all Frank's idea. By that, he meant it was all Frank's fault. It was all part of his outreach program, Letters from Home, which connected civilians with returned soldiers suffering a range of conditions. PTSD was one of the most common and was kind of a blanket term for all kinds of mental illnesses, but there were also soldiers with hearing loss and a high numbers with blast injuries that had resulted in amputations. Frank played the friend card to get him to participate in the outreach program. Matt countered with the blind card and lost for the first time ever. "You know I'm blind, right? I don't read letters and I don't write them," he said at the time. He was countered with, "You know there's technology for that, right? Scanners that'll put that letter on your computer so you can read it with a screen reader or your braille display? Worst come to worst, I'll read to you, Red." That was it. Matt lost because Frank was right, and he kind of regretted teaching his friend about assistive technology. But then he typed up and sent his first letter to a sergeant who'd served in the 107th Infantry Division, introducing himself. The rest was history. He and James, or Bucky as he preferred to be called, got on like a house on fire. Got on, meaning the first few letters were stilted and brief, but after Bucky reluctantly shared about his struggles with nightmares, Matt felt safe enough to do the same. The friendship that blossomed from that point was beautiful and mutually supportive. Matt had meant to meet him in person a lot sooner, but it was a little more difficult with Bucky deciding to move away from New York a couple of years ago. He'd taken up residence in Romania because it was a better climate for him, less jarring than New York, and further away from haunting memories. Matt hadn't visited yet because flying was hell on his senses, and because, like all gentlemen, he was waiting to be asked. Also, New York was kind of ground zero for attacks from space, sentient robots, not to mention undead ninjas, so he'd been kept busy. He stepped off the plane just outside Henri Coandă International Airport and made his way to baggage claim to find his bag, something he'd thought of as impossible to achieve on his own until Foggy had found audible luggage locators online and given him several as a not-so-subtle hint that he was overdue for a vacation. All he had to do was press a button and the locator in his bag beeped, allowing him to find it and drag it off the carousel. He really needed to thank Foggy for that particular early Christmas present. Otherwise, he would have had to ask a stranger for help finding his bag, something he avoided doing whenever he had a way of doing something on his own. "Matt?" A male voice called just as he walked away from the baggage carousel, dragging his wheeled suitcase. Matt paused and frowned. "Sergeant Byrne? Or I'm wearing your name tab I've forgotten about." "Bucky," the man confirmed, his amusement apparent. "It's nice to finally meet you, Matt." "You too," said Matt, offering Bucky his hand to shake. "I thought we'd said we'd meet at the hotel bar." "We did," Bucky agreed, shaking his hand, his grip firm and warm. "But I couldn't wait." That was honestly adorable, and Matt ducked his head to hide a smile as Bucky released his hand. He seemed filled with nervous energy, which Matt understood. In one sense, they were strangers to each other, but in another, they weren't. He and Bucky knew more about each other than their closest friends did. "So, how's New York?" asked Bucky in a failed attempt to sound casual. "Crazy," Matt admitted with a shrug. "Busy. It hasn't changed much." "Well, it depends who you asked," said Bucky as Matt hummed thoughtfully, sensing the melancholy and longing behind the statement. "How have you been, Bucky?" he asked quietly. "Better, actually," Bucky said brightly. Matt's smile widened, the warmth filling his chest a match for the warmth in Bucky's tone. He'd seemed so lonely in his last letter. It had been that more than anything else that inspired his Romanian vacation. Well, that and Foggy, who had seized the opportunity to encourage Matt's first vacation in years with almost alarming enthusiasm. "Your journaling again?" Matt observed, noting the sharp, slightly chemical, papery smell of ink residue that had transferred from Bucky's hand to his own when he'd shaken it. "I am," Bucky agreed, his tone thoughtful, almost reserved as he admitted, "I never should have stopped." "Live and learn," said Matt with a half-shrug that did nothing to dispel the stiffness that had accumulated in his neck after a dozen hours on a plane. I'm trying, said Bucky, and Matt nodded. That was all either of them could do. Try. He was trying too. He didn't journal, but he'd taken up boxing recently. Not as a means to vent his anger, but as a tribute to his father's memory. Bucky boxed too. He'd been a champion in his younger days. It was something that drew them closer together. Common ground. So, I know you just got here, Bucky said tentatively. But can I take you out, Matt? For a drink? Asked Matt, his pulse quickening along with Bucky's. For a date. Bucky replied, and Matt smiled. On Christmas Eve? He said teasingly, having no real objection. Well, that sounds perfect. Bucky laughed. I knew I liked you, he declared, taking Matt's suitcase from him. Matt laughed too and slipped his hand in the crook of Bucky's elbow, letting him guide him through the maze of the plane passengers and security. It was going to be the best Christmas he'd ever had. He could just tell.